All right, so Detroit was ranked as having the worst air pollution in the world yesterday. It checked in at 724.
I mean,
in some areas.
And 300 is like bad.
Yeah.
Like really dangerous.
Yeah. 231 is considered very unhealthy. And places like Chicago, Toronto, Minneapolis, that's where they checked in. So just absolute terrible here yesterday.
Horrible.
And the question is, how long is this going to linger around? What are the ramifications of it? Let's talk about it. Alec Wacky, the meteorologist at the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Eagle here in the state of Michigan. Alec, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning, guys. Good to have you, too. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, these fires that are raging in Canada. How quickly are they spreading? Is there any indication that they're dying down? And then moving into what we saw yesterday and what we're seeing this morning, is how long is this going to stay?
Yeah, so basically the past 2 weeks, we saw these fires, which were more so in the central part of Canada, creep more and more closer and closer to the east side of the country, more towards us here in the Great Lakes. And it was about this past Sunday, Monday night, where we really saw them pop off just north of Minnesota and the Boundary Waters kind of area and just up to the north of Lake Superior. And so obviously right across the pond here in Michigan, very close to us. And so those are the fires that are directly impacting us, how close they are. That smoke that's impacting us doesn't really have enough time to disperse in the upper atmosphere, especially when we have these persistent north winds just bringing all that smoke towards us. In terms of how long we think it's going to persist, it's going to persist throughout today. What we're waking up to right now is probably going to stick around for the rest of today. But then tomorrow, we see some relief. Winds start to shift more south-southwesterly, which will help blow that smoke back into Canada, away from us. But unfortunately, we do see another plume come down potentially later this Saturday or into Sunday and into early next week. Just when those winds shift back to more northerly flow. In terms of how the fires are spreading and how they're reacting right now, I just looked on the radar. There's a pretty good system of rain going up in that area right now, so we'll just wait and see if any of the rain kind of helps put out any of the fires. Once those rain clouds and everything go across those fires, you can look at satellite and see if any additional fires popped up or if any of the fires that are being tracked have been put out. So we'll have to just wait and see on that.
Alec, you know, people hear these terms like fine particle matter. What exactly is that, and why is it considered so dangerous to breathe?
Yeah, so fine particulate matter, basically it's two terms that mean the same thing. So it's fine particulate matter or particulate matter of 2.5 microns or smaller. So very, very fine particles and dust. These particles are smaller than a human hair. So very easy to get to our bloodstream, very easy to get into our bodies. So that's what exactly is impacting us. That's why it's so dangerous, because it's so microscopic, essentially. And this gets in our body and it's just junk. It impacts us pretty severely in some cases.
Everybody's wondering why we're seeing this more often. Over the last handful of years, we've seen not quite to this extent. This seems to be the worst, but this smoke that rolls into Michigan from Canada and these wildfires. What is causing these fires to spark up the way that they are, and why isn't anything being done in Canada, as far as you know, to put them out?
Mm-hmm. So in terms of why we're seeing them more often, typically, basically, Michigan sees wildfire smoke every summer, but it's more so in the upper atmosphere. These fires could be out west, in the western provinces. They can actually be in the Pacific Northwest of our country. But these fires that we've had the past couple summers have been right across in Ontario or Quebec, some in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. So just the proximity of those fires to us is a lot closer. And so that smoke doesn't have enough time to disperse in the upper atmosphere. In terms of the past couple of years, obviously, yeah, like you said, way worse than what we typically see. This year already, this event that we're under right now, it's blowing 2023 and 2025 off the charts in terms of the values that we're seeing and how long they're persisting around the state. And then in terms of just what we can do with Canada or what Canada's potentially doing, a lot of these fires are just in remote areas. Obviously, if they're nearing city centers or areas where there's a lot of population, they're going to do the best they can to protect those citizens and bring in the fire trucks, the planes, the helicopters to drop water on the fires. But a lot of these fires are just in dense remote forests where there's not really any logging roads or anything. So our colleagues up in Ontario that we talk with, sometimes he said, sometimes you just gotta let the fires burn out. And some of these fires, they don't go until they keep going until wintertime. So just kind of wait and see kind of situation.
You know, we know that children and seniors and people who have respiratory conditions are especially vulnerable. What's your advice for parents who have kids who have baseball games or they're in these camps or other outdoor activities this week?
Yeah, so this is where the health department comes in a lot. We've been working with them ever since 2023, when the first major wildfire smoke event we had impacted us. And they recommend when levels get this bad, the hazardous range, which we're still under here in Detroit, essentially, if you can stay inside, stay inside. But if you need to go outside, mask up with the K95 or the N95 masks. I know a lot of local baseball leagues and softball leagues, outdoor leagues, they've been canceling games, but some are still playing. So just tell your kids and listen to your kids to listen to their bodies. If they feel more strain, drinking a lot of water. If they notice that their eyes are itchy, their throat is scratchy, their nose is getting all impacted, that's your body being directly impacted by that smoke. So just kind of take it easy if you need to be outside.
Alec Quinacky with Eagle. We appreciate your time this morning, the insight. Thank you. And hopefully this thing gets out of here pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, we're tracking it. So
yep, no doubt. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
You know, John Cougar Mellencamp show at Pine Knob was canceled because of this. And a
yep.
lot of outdoor shows, you know, were canceled because of this smoke. I mean, you can't be at a concert, man, and enjoy yourself with it looking like that and smelling like that outside.
Well, yesterday, I remember Brian said he woke up, he thought his house was on fire.
Yeah.
Because you could smell smoke.
Yeah.
It smells like a bonfire. There were a number of police agencies, 911 dispatch centers that were receiving calls yesterday. Like, something's on fire. What's on fire
really?
Around me? Yeah, people were, in some cases, I want to say Inkster, they were even responding to some of these claims.
Wow.
But then it was the, you know,
just
come
the
to
realize
it's the wildfire smoke that's just sitting on us, it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But, it, you know, again, from the Canadian perspective, if these are, you know, vacant areas, rural, dense forests, they're not going to do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Like
and
you said,
part of
just
it,
let it burn out, right?
Part of it is that it's like it's these, I don't know if but controlled burns we've seen a lot in dense forest
yeah.
areas. It's good for the ecosystem.
Sure.
It's good for it. And so in this case, if it's up in the middle of nowhere and it's, you know, burning down a portion of the forest, that's part of the deal.
And he says, you know, this sometimes goes into the winter.
Oh, the fires, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes the fires go into the winter. It is interesting because everybody says, well, I don't remember this 20 years ago. And because they weren't as severe, and then it lingers in the upper atmosphere.
Atmosphere, yes.
So you're not necessarily impacted down on the ground level.
No.
But
no.
Pretty fascinating stuff. Coming up on the other side, the Gordie Howe Bridge is set to reopen or set to open. And what is the concern about Chinese-made cars coming into the United States from Canada? We'll talk about that on the other side with Jamie Butters. It's JR Morning.